Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Paul Tooley and Dr. Rose Gamblin.
I like to welcome Robert Choate and Darcy Becker, and they're coming to us from City Talks Broadcast International, and this is located in Tucson, Arizona.
Correct.
Welcome, Robert and Darcy, to our show. We're here at the National Religious Broadcasters Association. We happened to meet, and you shared with us some of what you're doing. Robert, talk to us about City Talks Broadcast. How'd you get into broadcasting?
Started off years ago working in public relations in the theater work and communications, and I wanted to achieve excellence in the secular arena with always a heart for God. And then after I achieved things in PR, working in the mayor's office and some wonderful breakthroughs in Hollywood, then I went to study for ministry more and let everything die. And as you know, sometimes when you have great dreams and you're wondering what you're doing wrong, it seems sometimes it just has to die. And then when you least expect it, God resurrects your dream in a way that it doesn't tax you anymore emotionally or mentally or even physically. And that was a turning point.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking of all the biblical examples, like Moses, who really felt like he was called to lead the children of Israel out of slavery. Then, you know, he's off herding sheep for 40 years.
Yes.
And Joseph in prison.
Yes.
And over again, you see people who were called to do something, but then David, I mean, how many years was mm-hmm. he on the run? And yet he had been anointed king.
Yes.
So I think those experiences are acted out in our lives over and over again. Darcy, share with us how you've become involved in this ministry.
Well, about 12 or 13 years ago, Robert was ministering at a Women's Aglow meeting, and I was there with some of the women, and they were praying for me. And this actually, what I'm even doing now, is prophesied over me. I come from a family. My father was in broadcasting for 40 years, ran a television station, and here we go. 12 years later, this is being resurrected, and my heart is in line with what Robert was saying about wanting to reach the people through broadcasting. And so we were reconnected through an Israel and South Africa trip that I had taken, and I called to give a praise report of what God was doing, and so off we went.
I'm holding in my hand a book that you've written, Robert. It says, City Talks, A Chauffeur's Healing Confessions. And it really has this caricature of you in a big limousine on the front. And what prompted you to write this book?
I like saying about how sometimes dreams die. To pay the bills, I've been driving a limo for 30 years, so I enjoyed when stopping the clients who were at their venue to write and continue writing in the cab of the limo. And in it, the God allowed me to use the limo as like a mobile chapel to touch people coming off the streets, prostitution, people in crime, when they would come running out of a building and something and tired if they were beat up or cut up or shot up, to get them to a hospital or a place to say, dear, are you tired of this life? Do you want something different? And the Lord allowed the mobile chapel, if you will, to relocate people and get a new start and lease a life after they became born again and touched.
Now, you also have your radio shows by the same title, City Talks. Which came first, the book or the shows?
The chicken or the egg. Thank you, Rose. Actually, the broadcast came first in television and radio in 1988 in San Diego, California.
So you also televise?
Yes.
Now, how does that work? Are you talking? Is it like a Imus in the Morning kind of a...
We try to do more like a magazine format where okay. we do segments of people in their area of venue, whether it be government, entertainment, sports, entertainment, business, or education. and things that God is using heroes and heroines to do great feats of life in those areas without shoving Christianity down the throat by example, like the Bible characters that you mentioned.
Now, one of the titles is Falling Into Success, and I know our listeners need to hear a testimony about falling into success.
Mm-hmm. It was falling and failing. You know how people say, like, you guys are doing really well with your broadcast. You have the humble spirit, and Michael's having fun with you as your producer. And you're like champagne bubbles. You're evolving to the top. And I'm sure you could tell me a lot of mistakes and things like, oh, gosh, and you beat yourself up like, I should have done this better after you know it after the fact. And that's what that program is about, when I had a low blood sugar or a mouth or a temperament or got upset, and God gave us grace to move through it. And with distractions, disruptions, and disturbances, to make fun of ourselves and not get into perfectionism. And it's taken a while to break that.
Now, what tugboats?
Tugboats are like, which I'm thankful, well, like what Michael did for me. I grabbed one of your chairs, and this is your studio here at the NRB in Nashville, and I could see that I broke his set, if you will. So instead of being bugged, he said, you know, you don't mind later on bringing it back, because I was just into my own head trying to follow up with notes, and he was gracious enough to say, go ahead, and what do you do? And then came back, like a, hopefully a tugboat to you guys, because of that grace, that we have tugboats that God brings us to help us to go into the port of the calling of success that he has for us. And that's what that program is about, when we find tugboats.
That's a great metaphor. I come from the Pacific Northwest, and of course up the Columbia River are all these tugboats. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't navigate that river without the tugboats, the barges,
yes,
these little tugboats. And the different people that we've interviewed have often referred to, you know, maybe they worked for a big company, and now they're just a little tugboat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great metaphor. Now, Darcy, in your experience, have your tugboats, have they been human beings or circumstances or both?
I would say both, most definitely both. And
praise the Lord for tugboats.
Yes.
Maybe I'll title this show Tugboats.
I love that name.
Yeah. Sanity's sake. I'm going to pick that one as the next. Sanity's sake. What? We all feel like we need sanity sometimes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I notice dealing with people, again, like what you guys are doing right with your program, that are having to stay up late hours and to push through, and then sometimes get hit with nightmares when they are pioneers or leaders to new levels of breakthroughs, especially in Christianity and things of God that are new and vital, that it's new every day, and his mercies are great every day for us. And I have found that many leaders have dealt with pressure points that are not able to tell others because they don't want to appear weak.
Yeah.
Or say, like today I had great news from someone that reconnected us on Gospel Channel Europe, and I was out of sync with them for 8 years, and let's just say people had said a lot of things that may not have been to our best interest or kind, and I could not defend myself, and God just gave me a noise, just shut my mouth and waited out. So when he came up and wrapped his arms around me and said, glad you made it through it, and they didn't buy any of the gossip. And then when I walked out, tears just came down when I went over to see you guys. That's why I was tearing up. And that was, to me, an on-the-spot experience of sanity's sake.
Mm-hmm. That is an sanity's sake. I was talking to another friend as we came here, and I said, you are being crucified, and take the example of Jesus Christ. He was under stress. It's not that he said, oh, yay, I'm going to be put on a cross. Yeah, I'm just so happy I have the peace that passes understanding. We know from the Bible he was sweating blood. Mm-hmm. He was so under so much stress. And I said, you need to focus now on the other side of that crucifixion.
Yes, yes.
And she's going, I have to be quiet. I have to be quiet. And I said, it's a progression. You know, at one point, Jesus was not quiet. He called them whited sepulchers and hypocrites and vipers. Mm-hmm. But when it finally came to the end, close to the crucifixion, then he didn't say anymore. And I see that happening over and over in the lives of Christians, that we are personally attacked.
Yes.
And we go through that time of stress. But our life is the best defense. And I've had people say, oh, you know, you're going to be crucified. Your character's assassinated. Forget it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to live this down. And you know, I feel kind of bad, yeah. But then I have to look at the cross. Jesus came back much more powerful. He had conquered.
And if I may ask you, Rose, isn't it interesting when they say the gossip or malign us, when we go behind closed doors through tears, we run ourselves through that checklist, check mm-hmm. and balance. Did we
yes.
do this? Are
yes.
we wrong? And that is back to sanity's sake. If we go through that too much, it wears our own selves
you're
down.
Right.
And your listeners, I'm sure of your preciousness, can relate to that with you.
Yeah.
Because they're going, I don't want to step out where Rose and Michael are. I don't want to go through all this and have to run my checklist again.
Yes. And you know, when I think of Christians, there is a syndrome. I call it the battered Christian mm-hmm. syndrome. And I compare it to this experiment that scientists were doing with some rats, and they would electrify one little spot, you know, mm-hmm. and the rats, they avoided that spot. And so then the scientists would electrify another spot, and so then the rats would avoid that spot. But then they made the whole bottom of their cage one grid, and they could randomly shock them at any time. And pretty soon the rat was, you know, in a little fetal position, just trembling because they never knew.
Yes.
And I think that Satan goes around like a lion, seeking mm-hmm. whom he can destroy. And we never know.
Mm-hmm.
We never know when it's going to happen to us.
Yes.
And it can be a personal attack on our character. It can be the loss of a loved one.
Or like we were talking about earlier, that lady with the child.
Yes.
That was an incredible interview.
Yes, yes. We just don't know. And if we get in that battered Christian syndrome, we become ineffective. We're now so afraid that we just don't do anything because we don't want anybody to say anything bad about us.
Mm-hmm.
I even see this with parents. They'll begin to, and as a homeschool advocate, you know, mm-hmm. I do advocate that. At the same time, parents cannot shelter their children from this world. They have to give them the tools and the coping skills. Life is fraught with the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So on a personal level, Robert, your life journey, has there been times where you, like David, maybe were on the run and fleeing from the destiny that God had called you to do, and then other times you accepted it, you bore your cross with Christ? Well, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with Robert Choate from City Talks.
You know, they just don't do the job that they should, Martha sighed. She's my next door neighbor. She looked at me. I send my kids to these county schools and all they do is bring D's and F's home. Somebody needs to fix our educational system. Hi, I'm Paul Tooley and I'd like to share an education moment with you. A lot of American parents feel the same way Martha does. But the truth is, they're the ones that are responsible for their children's education, not the schools. The schools are mere tools that they can use in giving their children a great education. They, though, need to be the ones to check up on their children, motivate their children, and teach their children honest work ethic. That's one of the problems that public education faces today, not a failure in teachers or administrators, but a failure in parenting. Parents should not pass the buck when it comes to educating their children.
This Education Moment has been brought to you by EducationCurrents.com. That's EducationCurrents.com.
Poppy, when are we going to get through this jungle?
I don't know.
Poppy, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh,
the strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, an I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's all one word, myhomeschoolcompanion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Education Currents. Give us a little story of your walk as to where you have been and where you are today.
Like you, there's quiet sufferings, and like for your listeners, that you start thinking, gosh, am I a nutcase? dealing with certain things? Am I bringing this on myself? And all the doubts that hit. And for me, it's been hate mail and some pretty caustic threats. And that with loved ones around, that you don't want them in the zone, especially when you're doing investigative broadcasting and you're going after issues like we're doing in Israel right now, between Israel and the United States, lifting up major leaders that have to go with bodyguards, but to come into their world and see how they tune out threats. They tune out to stay their eyes on the mark for life. In the pursuit of happiness, even in the midst of being like a poodle shaking inside and diarrhea and all of that. So these mentors have helped me when those challenges come to keep pressing through, and then it's okay to cry or it's okay to have sweaty hands, but it's what you do after that, like you were saying,
yes,
you get up and
yes.
go again. So those have been the tests that we have come through and pressed through. And then I wanted to share this with you, like what you're doing, pressing into a new place, is having peace. Because when you get to that next breakthrough, Rose, you know that, and you could probably share dozens of these, that washes away all the hell that you got to and through. And if we can just stay in a little bit longer with our tugboats to get to that next breakthrough, then it washes all that memory of that hell. So we don't have to go to affairs, or we don't have to go to drugs or alcohol, even as leaders or fights, to blow off that steam. And it's a very delicate dance to get there.
It is. And someone told me, well, you're just you're getting stronger for the next trial, which kind of gets depressing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'm going, oh, wow. That's exciting news.
That's why it's a calling, because you wouldn't say, I want this pain. Bring it on.
Yes. You know, we certainly don't want to be martyrs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking in the psychological sense that we want to just have that martyr mentality.
Yes,
where,
very,
you know,
wise.
I'm hurting for the Lord kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says he gives us tribulation in order to build our faith.
Yes.
And when that finally really connected for me, you know, I read the scriptures every day. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And I'm going, and rejoice greatly when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you. And I really did start, when that would happen, to, instead of thinking about what they had said or done to me, replace it with praise to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fantastic tool for me to navigate through.
Yes.
Through any of those kinds of trials. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to have them if we are followers of Jesus Christ. We have taken on his cross. So on this earth, that's our lot.
Mm-hmm.
So praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And yes. One thing that I've done with that too, Rose, is when people attack or misunderstand us, I repent on their behalf, ask forgiveness. Mm-hmm. When some people say, "Where are you, a wimp?" And we had it yesterday that in the line in front of everybody, they just came to attack and said, "Please excuse me, please forgive me, whatever you think that I've done wrong. I may or may not have done it." And all of a sudden it quieted the room. Said, "I'll be back later." And then what I did when I walked out, I have it instantly. I'm not saying I always had this, Rose, but I said, "I repent on behalf of this person. Lord, please forgive me of anything. And Lord, why is this happening?" And then God trusts us when we react in love, which is not easy. In the Bible, scripture, and Proverbs, a soft answer turns away wrath. Lord, what's happening? And shows why the person went off, because someone, like the kick the dog syndrome, went off on that
mm-hmm.
person and said some things, and they're emoting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the easiest to do, to ask, Lord, what's going on? And then what happens is that John 8:32, when you realize maybe they had a fight with somebody really bad or took them for a lot of money, and then you go, oh, okay, I'm glad I didn't react back.
Yeah.
But that's a process.
It really is. And Robert, we're going to take a moment here to listen to an excerpt from one of your City Talks broadcasts called Falling Into Success.
Hi, this is Chris, and welcome to City Talks with your host, Robert Choate. If you've ever felt that you were backed against the wall and you may just be about to lose everything, then you'll want to stay tuned for this.
Again, thank you for being with us here on City Talks. And I want to bare my heart to you today on how I failed my way into success.
on a recent trip to Kansas City, a minister came up that's been through all of the trials and tribulations over a 40-year ministry career and lifespan. He said, "I see what God did with you. You basically failed your way to success." And I thought that was an odd thing to say, but then I thought about it, and he was very right. You see, God is going to resurrect some of your dreams that he's given to you long ago. He is going to resurrect some of your visions and the desires of your big heart. And what's neat is you don't have to know how he's going to do it. He is going to surprise you. You see, I was walking in the mall the other day and I saw a hope of a promise that I had a long time ago of something very important and dear to my heart. And right now, when you're going through challenges and some things, it's just nice to know you've got a pilot light of some of the dreams, the desires, and the hopes that you've got stored away in the treasure chest compartment of your heart. And sometimes, for a few of us, that's all that keeps us going. Yes, we know we're walking in the Lord. We know the love of God. But as we step into deeper walk and maturity, sometimes it's a big step of faith. Just to know that you're serving God and that you are in God's perfect will. I'm going to share with you 35 points that scared the living daylights out of me when I first saw it and I had to deal with it. And basically, as a minister and a pastor and a president of a ministry and an international organization, I have accountability to 52 peoples and ministries. And I do that so that I make sure that I know that I'm not defiling you as listeners, people in our congregation, and our readers of our publications. So I ask to be held to extreme accountability so that I would not go off on any tangent.
As we come to the conclusion of our interview, how can our listeners connect with you or hear your shows, or do you have a website? How can they get your book? Just share with us that information.
Thank you for that, Rose. There's actually two. It's a radio station that we work with out of Arizona. It's KGMS.com. Again, KGMS.com, and they can download the program and the scheduling. And then our own website is www.citytalkswithay.org and gives all the information. And then with it, like the book we were able to give to you, they can download our book free on healing and restoration and inspiration and give it to anybody they want as our gift to your listeners.
Fantastic. That's a great resource. And I thank you so much again, Robert and Darcy. Thank you so much for being with us.
And
I have one last
thing
to say, and that is God bless you.
You've been listening to Education Currents, a production of MRG Media. We're now on Facebook, and we'd love to have you join our discussion. Once you're in Facebook, just type in the name Education Currents. We'll also like to thank our production staff, the various networks that make this broadcast possible. For more information on education topics, go to educationcurrents.com. That's educationcurrents.com.